Title: Subway Jungle Amen Variation. Offset and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper Subway Jungle Amen workflow in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to focus on one of the most powerful tricks for getting that heavy, rolling feel: micro timing offsets plus arrangement, with vocal chops acting like rhythmic ghosts and call and response. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you already know how to load samples, make clips, and move around session and arrangement view comfortably. The goal today is a 16-bar drum and vocal section at around 170 to 174 BPM that feels like it's evolving, but still hits consistently hard. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a nice middle ground where jungle and modern rollers both feel right. Now create a few tracks, an audio track called Drums, Amen Main. Duplicate ready, because we'll make an offset layer in a second. Another audio track called Drums, Amen Offset, a kick slash sub reinforced track, which can be MIDI or audio, and an audio track called Vocals, Chops. Optionally, set up a reverb return and a delay return, but we can also do effects directly on the vocal track for simplicity. One note on swing. Keep things mostly straight. Jungle already has built-in syncopation from the break itself. If you add too much global groove too early, you can smear the snap. We can always add a touch later if it's feeling robotic, but the break usually handles that. Now step 1. Prep the Amen so it behaves. Drop your Amen break into Drums, Amen Main. Click the clip. Go to clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transient. Transient loop mode on forward. Now make sure the break actually locks to the grid. If it's drifting, right-click and use warp from here, straight, or adjust the seg BPM so one bar is truly one bar. The reason we're doing beats mode with transient preservation is we want the transients to stay punchy. Overwarping with smoother modes can soften that classic crack. Next, slice it. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track, using transient slicing. Ableton will build a drum rack with slices mapped across MIDI notes. And here's the mental shift that makes jungle writing fast. The Amen is no longer a loop. It's a modular kit. Step 2. Make it subway tready with a clean, stock chain. On the Amen drum rack, or on the track if you're still using raw audio, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 HC. Steep, like 24 dB per octave. This is just rumble control. If it's boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 200 to 350 HC. If it needs air, a gentle shelf up 1 or 2 dB around 6 to 10 KHC. Then add drum bus. Keep drive modest, like 5 to 15%. We're not trying to turn it into a distorted mess, just densify it. Boom is off and off for jungle breaks, because we'll handle low-end weight with a dedicated kick and sub. If you do use boom, keep it very subtle. Push transients up, somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30, to get the snap back after processing. Use damp to control harshness if the top end gets spitty. Next, add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works great. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. That's one of those jungle why does this suddenly sound like a record buttons, as long as you don't overdo it. Finally, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just to gel the slices back into one aggressive instrument. Before we go any further, quick teacher note. Clip gain staging beats device fixes. If one snare slice is too loud or a ghost is too quiet, fix it at the source. In a drum rack, you can adjust pad volume or simplify the MIDI velocities. This changes the perceived groove more than another compressor ever will. Step 3. Create the offset layer. This is where the subweight movement starts. Duplicate your Amen track so you have drums, Amen offset. Now we're going to misalign it on purpose, but we're going to do it in a controlled way, so it adds thickness and motion, not flams and chaos. You've got two main options. Option A is clip start offset. Open the clip on an offset track and move the start marker forward a tiny amount. A 16th note will be very obvious. A 32nd note is more subtle, or you can zoom in and do a few milliseconds by hand. Option B is track delay, which I personally prefer because it's precise and easy to automate around. In the mixer, enable track delays, and set the Amen offset delay to something like plus 8 to plus 20 milliseconds. Here's the classic jungle feel trick. Keep the main break basically on grid, and let the offset layer sit a little late. Late feels heavier, like it's dragging a big speaker cone behind the beat. Early feels urgent and aggressive. Both can work, but late is the safer weight move. Now level it correctly. Bring the offset fader down. usually -8 to -14 dB under the main is the zone. If you can clearly hear two snares, it's too loud, and now make it subweight safe. Put EQ 8 on the offset track and high pass it hard, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Steep filter. The offset layer should be texture and grit, not low end. This one step is the difference between huge and why is my kick disappearing. Extra coach note, treat offsets as feel layers, not doubles. If it sounds like two drummers arguing, you've gone too far. Also, don't decide the track delay while soloed. Set the delay while the sub, the main break, and the vocal chops are all playing, and do it at low volume. The right delay is the one that feels heavier without blurring the backbeat. Step 4. Rearrange the Amen into rolling variation with 8 and 16 bar logic. Go to your sliced Amen drum rack track and create a MIDI clip. Start with a 2 bar loop. The rule, keep the snare feeling consistent. That backbeat is the spine. In classic jungle terms, you want that 2 and 4 energy, even if the actual Amen snare lands in a slightly different place. Anchor it, then add the kick slices and hat slices around it, but don't fill every gap. Let the break breathe. Now add one fill per 2 bars, but alternate intensity. Think of it like conversation, statement, reply, statement, reply. You're not screaming every sentence. Some fill ideas. A snare drag. Quick repeated snare slice leading into the main snare. A stutter at the end of bar 2. 1/16th repeats for a beat. Or reverse a simple slice as a tiny lift into the next phrase. Now scale that into 16 bars with a simple roadmap. Bars 1 to 4, statement. Clean, recognizable Amen. Mostly main track only. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the offset layer and maybe add a few extra ghosts. Bars 9 to 12, bigger fill moments, maybe a heavier stutter once every 2 bars. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop tease. Remove some elements, create negative space, then slam back. And here's a pro arrangement principle. Subtract to add impact. If you mute something for 1 bar, bringing it back feels like you turned it up, even if you didn't. Step 5. Lock the subweight with a kick slash sub reinforce layer. A lot of breaks, especially the Amen, don't carry consistent sub energy, so we reinforce it deliberately. Create a MIDI track for sub. Load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Pitch it down 12 to 24 semitones depending on your key and how deep you want the system to hit. Set the amp envelope. Attack at 0, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain basically off, and a short release, like 50 to 120 milliseconds. Add a light saturator with soft clip, just enough so the sub is audible on smaller speakers without becoming fuzzy. Now sidechain that sub, put a compressor on the sub track, enable sidechain, and select the Amen main as the input, or your kick track if you're layering a kick one shot. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the break hits. What you're doing is making room for the transient. The break stays crunchy, the sub stays consistent, and the low end doesn't blur into a pillow. If you want to be extra clean, put utility on the sub and make sure bass mono is on. If your low end is wide, it's going to vanish in mono and feel weaker on a club system. Step 6. Vocals. The focus category. We're using vocals like percussion. We're not writing a vocal feature. We're adding hype stabs, syllables, little answer backs that glue the groove together. Drop a vocal sample onto vocals, chops, warp on, warp mode, complex pro, because vocals usually stretch more naturally there. Then slice it to a new MIDI track. Use transient slicing if it's got clear syllables, or 1/8 slicing if it's more continuous. Now you've got a vocal drum rack. Think of this like a second percussion kit, but made of language. Mix chain for the vocal chops. EQ 8 first. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz, sometimes even 250 to 400 if the sample is thick. We want zero low-end conflict. If the chop is biting your ear, tip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Add a small saturator, 1 to 3 dB drive, just to give it density. Then add echo. Try 1/8 or 1/4 tining. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Filter the echo. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, dry slash wet around 8 to 18%, and we'll automate bigger throws later. Add a short reverb, decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, dry slash wet around 6 to 12%, and to make sure the reverb has a high pass, like 300 Hz+. Teacher note, vocal chops sit by frequency and distance. If they feel glued on top of the track, don't just turn them down. High pass them higher, reduce that 2 to 5 kHz poke, and give them short ambience, like a small room or early reflections. Long reverb tails usually just smear your drums. Now arrange the vocals like a junglist. Call and response. Place vocal hits at the end of every two bars, because that's classic phrasing. Just before a snare sometimes to energize it. And at bar 8 or bar 16 transitions, where you can do a bigger shout with a longer tail. A simple plan. Bars 1 to 2. 1 or 2 short chops, just teasing. Bars 3 to 4. Add a repeat on an offbeat, like the end for syncopation. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce one signature phrase every 4 bars. Bars 9 to 16. Pull vocals out briefly, then bring them back for impact. And if you want a really clean rule that prevents overdoing it, in 16 bars, use 3 vocal chops total, 1 at the end of bar 4, 1 at the end of bar 8 with extra echo, and 1 at the end of bar 16 is the biggest transition. Step 7. Varination with offsets and automation. The Live 12 workflow that keeps you writing fast, instead of rewriting patterns. Automate a few high-impact targets. Automate the amen offset volume. Bring it in and out every 4 bars, or even in 2 bar bursts. Automate drum bus drive, add a tiny bit during fills, like plus 2 or 3%, then back. Automate a high shelf on the break EQ. Brighten the last 2 bars before a transition. On vocals, automate echo dry slash wet. For transitions, push it up to 25 to 35% for a throw, then snap it back.